I'm Janet Roper, and you're listening to the Reawaken Right Relationship Podcast. Welcome to this place where we have conversations about creating, nurturing, and sustaining right relationship with all sentient beings. I'm excited to be on Patreon now, and I think it's going to be an adventure for all of us. The tiers range from starting out, which is at $2 a month, to superhero, which is $100 plus a month. So there's something for everyone over on Patreon. Please consider supporting me there if you listen to this podcast, if this podcast has inspired or informed you or expanded the possibilities in your world. I thank you because your contribution makes my work sustainable. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the difference between listening and hearing, because those words are often used interchangeably, but they're not the same thing. And particularly when connecting with the beyond sentient human beings, that we need to understand the difference between when we're listening and when we're hearing. So we're going to be talking about the difference between the two of those. I'm going to be sharing a story with you called The Return of the Listeners. And this is a story that it came to me. When I was in meditation, it came to me years ago, and I was specifically told that I was to share this story. And so this is one of the ways that I'm sharing this story, is I'm going to be telling you the story about the return of the listeners. And in turn, I hope that you will spread this story to your friends and your family. And then we're also going to be talking about different ways that we can listen. Matter of fact, I'm a former teacher, so I'm going to be giving you a really simple, short exercise that is going to help you listen to more things that are going on around you and to listen deeper. So enjoy the episode. Are you ready to step into your role as a listener? Here's a story for you. It's a story about how we humans lost our ability to communicate with animals and how it is now returning. This story came to me one day in meditation. It came suddenly, completely, and in one setting. I was explicitly told that this story is to be told and retold, as it's not a story for one. It's a story for all of us, and it's one that I invite you to share with others. The title of this story is The Return of the Listeners. Once, long ago, in a different time and in a different place, far away from what your memory can bring forward today, there was a little girl who spoke to the animals. This was not unusual in her culture, nor was it unusual in the world and the times in which she lived. Everyone was a listener who talked to the animals, the stones, the trees, the water, the air, thunder, lightning, clouds. Everyone talked to everything, and everything, all of those beyond human sentient beings, they answered the human creatures. This was a time of connection and community, a time of pulling all creation into the circle of one, the circle of light, the circle of love, and the circle of life. This little girl, named Ashkenstaska, had a gift of communication that went far beyond the everyday words the other humans spoke with the creatures and the elements. Ashkenstaska had the ability to listen deeply to what the creatures were saying. Ashkenstaska listened to the essence of the creatures, the essence of the elements. She listened to their very souls, their very spirits. She gave all she connected with the gift of feeling accepted, of feeling at one with all, and feeling at one with themselves. She listened to those who weren't heard, to those no others would or could listen to. She listened with a depth that went beyond the ordinary, with a depth of clarity that few others of her time chose to use. She spoke rarely, instead inviting those with whom she came in contact to enter into her circle of listening. Those that did came out changed, some in small ways, some in large ways, but they were all changed because of Ashkenstaska's listening. One day, Ashkin Staska was in a grove of trees listening to the creatures, the elements, and what the earth herself had to tell her. This was not a loud, cacophonous sound. It was the rustling of the leaves, the low breath of the trees, the sighing of the water, the thrum-thrum-thrum of the stones and boulders, the singing of the animals. All created a rich tapestry of sound, layer upon layer of beautiful song. Each layer fit with the others, as though it was meant to be, which indeed it was. While listening to the different threads of the sound, Ashkin Staska began to pick out a sadness among some of the lines. The trees, beautiful in their wind dance, sung a song of sadness. Fewer and fewer humans were listening to their beautiful tales and stories, stories that would help people stand firm, yet bend and dance with the winds that passed through their leaves. The animals, a full choir of barks, howls, growls, meows, roars, bubblings, rumblings, and twitterings, sang a song of sadness. Soon people will no longer listen to us. We will be seen as simply dumb animals who have no wisdom, courage, knowledge, or valor to share. The thrum, thrum, thrum of the rocks and boulders began to still, until their beautiful deep vibrations no longer shored the sounds of the others. The others' song became lost without the deep vibrations of the stone to anchor their tunes. Sounds were still to the point of exhaustion. The beautiful symphony of life had stopped. The beautiful symphony of the world was no longer. The beautiful teachings of the mother were stilled, lost, and buried. Ashkin Staska heard the change in the world. She heard the stillness of the creatures descend, and a curtain of silence enveloped the world. Except for the humans. The humans talked more and more and louder and faster in their desperate need to fill the silent void that now lay upon the earth. They learned they could not, with their voices alone, fill the emptiness that now covered the earth and a death shroud of silence. In trying to fill the empty space where the creatures and the animals once joyously spoke and sang, filling the world with beautiful sounds of connection, the humans became desperate, yelling and shouting and screaming until no human heard another human. The sound was deafening, yet nothing was being said. The world was a desert, waiting for the listeners to return. That is where the world is today. It is not necessary to wait any longer for the listeners have begun to return. You are a listener. You are Ashkin Staska, back again in life form, to listen to the creatures and elements who are not heard. You have eons and eons of experience of listening to those who are not heard. It is time to bring that experience to the forefront and listen the way back to the harmony. In doing this, you do your part of restoring the natural balance of the earth, the balance that only the participation of all creatures and elements can restore for humans. This is your story. Your story is to listen to the stories of those who are not heard, and then tell those stories. Your perception of yourself will be expanding. As you begin to connect with the animals, with the stones, with the trees, with the elements, with the earth, right relationship will be restored to earth, and the void will again be filled by the beautiful sounds of all. Let's talk today about the difference between listening and hearing, because the words listening and hearing are often used without distinction. Yet they do have very different meanings, and it's really important to understand the difference between the two. Hearing is the vibration of sound reaching our ears. So you can just think of that as anything that comes to your ears, whether it's the sound of a horn honking, whether it's the sound of the wind, whether it's the sound of trash being dumped, whatever comes to our ears, we are hearing. Listening, which is also referred to as active listening, is when we take the communicated information in, process it, and use it in a beneficial way for the animal or the stone or the person from whom we have received it. So WikiEd defines active listening as, here we have quotes, active listening is a way of listening that focuses entirely on what the other sentient being is saying and confirms understanding of both the content of the message and the emotions and feelings underlying the message to ensure that understanding is accurate. You'll know when you are actively listening as your attention will be focused on the sentient being and you will not be distracted by anything that is going on around you, even though you might be hearing other things, and even though distractions may be occurring. While your attention is focused, okay, this is for animals, okay, specifically for animals. While your attention is focused on listening to an animal, be aware of not staring at the animal, as sometimes animals find eye contact threatening, and then they won't, you know, they won't be as open. So you will know when you are not actively listening, as your attention will be scattered, you'll be aware of distractions around you, and you will find yourself drifting in and out of what the other sentient being is saying. Listening, is a vital element when we are developing and creating relationship with other sentient beings. When we employ active listening, we keep the lines of communication open and free, reducing the possibility of misunderstanding and conflict. We also create an atmosphere that encourages the animal or the stone or the plant or the thunder or the lightning or whatever sentient being you are talking to. We are also creating an atmosphere that causes them to speak freely to us in the way that they need to and in the way that they can at that moment in time. Simple, gentle, active listening brings a trusted and confidence into interspecies communication and conversations. Our simplest actions, such as true listening, can have the most profound effect in building and deepening relationships, which in turn can soothe or heal relationships. So think about this for a moment. When do you feel truly heard? When you have something going on and you're talking to a friend, I'm talking human friend in this case. When you have something going on and you are talking to that friend, when is it that you feel heard? What is going on? What is that friend doing that is encouraging you to talk? What is going on? How is your friend listening? What is their body language? So things like that are things that we need to consider when we are working on our listening skills when communicating with the beyond human sentient beings. So a short exercise for you folks, okay? I want you to think, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to think in your head about which is listening and which is hearing. So here's example number one. As you are talking with your neighbor squirrel, you keep thinking, gee, I'm really talking to a squirrel, and even managed to work that into the conversation a couple times. Are you listening or are you hearing? Sample number two. Your bird is explaining to you why she or he has started to compulsively pluck out feathers. You remain silent as your bird is talking. Are you listening or are you hearing? And here's the final example. You are listening to the family fish tell you how his day went. During this time, you are multitasking, cooking dinner, helping the kids with the homework, and talking to your husband on the phone. Are you listening or are you hearing? So here's a little bit more about listening, okay? And the question I have is, why listen? Why is it important to listen? The answer, at least from my perspective, is it's important to listen because right relationship can get lost in the everyday chaos and distractions in which we live. So how can we minimize that loss of right relationship, of not listening, of not hearing? By focusing on our senses. That's how we can minimize the loss. And since we're talking about listening, here's some things I would like you to do, okay? Listen to and hear what is going on around you. So name five sounds that you are hearing. Now you can do this exercise at any time, and you can do it as many times as you want to. If you're outside walking with your dog, okay, listen to what's going on around you. Name five sounds that you hear. If you're just drifting off to sleep at night, okay, tune in and hear and listen to what five sounds are coming to you. So as we focus in on our listening and focus in on just naming five sounds, that helps us tune it up, doesn't it? That helps us tune up our listening. So now this is going to be really important. Okay, you might want to take notes on this next thing I'm going to say, because it is so very important. Listening is not talking. And I'm going to repeat that, okay? Listening is not talking. I've repeated that because it's extremely crucial that you are cognizant of that important point. I'm going to repeat it a third time. Listening is not talking. Listening is a willingness to be silent. It's a willingness to listen and to be in the present. And listening is not projecting your wants, needs, thoughts, and ideas on the sentient being to whom you are listening to. So, what I want you to do, and I would love for you to leave a comment here, either on my blog, which is at janetroper.com, or send me an email at janet@janetroper.com, or leave a comment here, okay, on the platform to which you're listening to this. How did your exercise go in listening this week? What times did you go out and listen for those five sounds? So I'm really looking forward to hearing how you experience listening with new tools to listen in a deeper way, a more profound way. And I'm also really interested in hearing from you and listening to you. If you've noticed a difference in your listening skills from the first time you did this exercise to, let's say, the third or fourth time that you did this exercise. Do you love what you're hearing on this podcast? I sure hope so. And if you are loving it, I ask that you show support by liking it and leaving a comment or review on whatever platform you are listening to this on. You can also show your support by sharing it with your friends and family. And I so appreciate your help. Thank you. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, here are some other podcasts that you might enjoy. Everyday Animism, which is a podcast which I co-host with two exceptional women, Kelly Harrow of SoulIntentArts.com and Brenda Schnabel of SoulfulFocus.com. In this podcast, we talk all things animism and particularly how it impacts everyday life. You can find the podcast Everyday Animism here on Anchor or on your favorite podcast platform. Another podcast that you might enjoy is What in the Weird, and that is What in the WYRD, which is hosted by Kelly Harrell. Here, Kelly brings in the runes as she takes animism to a deeper level, and she also explores soul tending and sacred activism. Hey folks, I'm going to invite you to espresso your gratitude for this podcast. If you love listening to this podcast, as I listen to so many podcasts, I'm kind of a podcast nerd. I always think that the podcast is for free because I'm listening to it for free, right? Well, you know what? To consume, yes, podcasts are free, but to create and produce, no, they are not free. Because creating and producing podcasts, it's a labor of love for me, but it's still a labor because there's writing, researching, providing commentary, providing community, contacting guests, interviewing, recording, sound editing, creating the script, creating the social media, promoting. Did I forget anything? Oh, yeah, I did. There's also website and internet expenses. And all of this to provide content and a podcast that hopefully inspires or informs you and leads you to expanded possibilities in the world. How about showing your support by contributing the equivalent of one cup of coffee? That contribution would be greatly appreciated and a great way to show your backing of the podcast that I create. To espresso your gratitude for this podcast, the easiest way to do that is to go over to my Patreon account, which you will find at Janet Roper on Patreon. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have enjoyed hearing this, remember to subscribe to the podcast on Anchor or iTunes. And if you would like to follow more of my work, please visit www.janetroper.com.